10:40 in the a.m.
You gotta grab that tide, huh?
Yeah, we got it. On your tide information, it's just put high tide incoming. Mm-hmm. And according to this, we're sitting at 32 degrees.
The sun is low in the sky on a clear and cool December morning as the Petersburg Indian Association's Tribal Resource Director Mark Bonda and environmental technicians Natasha Lyons and Jeff Simbahan prepare to take readings and samples from the water at Sandy Beach.
Can't wait till summer, though. We're going to get more critters.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, so first we want to start with temperature, water temperature. Just let it hang out there and start a three-minute timer. I'll be your timer.
Lyons and Simbahan wade in as Bonda shuts out instructions.
No, just hang in there. Go as far as you can, as far as your boots will let you. What we're doing right now is I've got two assistants in the water. I've got Natasha with a thermometer, and she's taking the temperature of the water right now. And I've got Jeff out there, and what he's doing, he's got a long net, and to the end of that net is a retaining tube. And it's just basically your basic squeeze tube, and it's tied to the end of that net there. And that net is specifically made to harvest phytoplankton.
That phytoplankton could signal a dangerous bloom that could accumulate paralytic shellfish poison toxins in the clams out on the tide flats. The PIA is using grant money from the Environmental Protection Agency to do the sampling at Sandy Beach and other sites in the area. Bonda says the PIA is working in conjunction with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and other testing programs in Craig, Kilauea, Yakutat, and Juneau. The workers record air and water temperature, tide and weather observations, and water salinity.
There's your sample. It's really dirty today. Could see through it last time, but this time not
this
so much.
This time it's a little dirtier. Okay, we'll see what's in there.
And we'll go do our salt and salinity.
Yeah, get the salinity measurements and then we're good.
They also bring those water samples back to Bonda's office.
When I will put some droplets of that sample we got and slap a slide over it and then put it on the microscope and then actually see what we got. And there we're looking for phytoplankton. That's what we're looking for, specific types of phytoplankton. A lot of different critters in the water, man. It's a whole new world when you look under there. Yeah. It's just a different world. It still freaks me out sometimes.
The program started up in December, and Bonda says the plan is to continue into the warmer months when algae blooms could be more likely.
What we're seeing in the water is pretty minimal. There are a few what they call diatoms, which are the types of phytoplankton we're looking for. Nothing that signifies a bloom, but this type of phytoplankton does go into a dormant stage during the colder months, so we expect to see a lot more in the springtime.
Cases of PSP poisoning are reported around Alaska every year. Commercially sold shellfish are tested regularly, but there has not been any testing for people gathering clams, oysters, scallops, or mussels on their own. In fact, the state recommends against it. However, Bonda says the new sampling will help people gathering on their own learn if there is an algae bloom, and in relatively quick fashion.
All of our samples that we get here, and if we see a bloom, we send them to a lab in Sitka that's being funded right now. And in turn, they will take it out and they'll have the authority to say, okay, this area of your harvesting area is now closed. Before, we would have to send it off to a federal organization in which they took about a week and a half, 2 weeks to get the information back. By that time, you've got people out here harvesting, you know, and in full bloom, and that can be very dangerous.
Bonda and Lyons note that people can also suggest other sites around town.
I'm always open to suggestions as to where to go and test. You know, a lot of people have their secret harvesting spot.
Yeah. I've already gave them a few, but we haven't gone there yet.
I won't tell, I promise. Yeah. You just let me know what they are. I can check them and keep them safe for you.
Yes. And the monitoring already has one of the samplers, Jeff Simbahan, thinking a little differently about a favorite shellfish site.
There's one spot that I used to go to, but ever since we did this,
scared.
It's cold enough, but I'm not going to. Yeah. More awareness, you know.
In 3 years, the PIA also wants to start testing the actual shellfish meat, not just the water, for toxins. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.